What is up? This is College Bound with Ryan Messinger.
And Aaron Brock.
And today we have a special guest. Introduce yourself a little.
Hi, my name is Tobin Vasey. I'm committed to Brown for rowing, class of 2029.
WDOT Port Washington, you're on the dot. Being on your phone too much can cause sleep deprivation and anxiety. The winter coat and clothing drive starts on Monday, October 21st. Feel free to donate any clothing. All right, Tilden, why'd you choose to commit to this school?
Because I went on visits at a couple of different schools. I went to Cornell, Brown, Penn, and Yale. And at Brown, I felt like the team culture was, like, far superior to every other school that I went to, as well as incredible academics. So it was the place.
What made you choose this school over other schools?
They have some really cool clubs. I want to go into mechanical engineering when I grow up, and so they had some clubs with aerospace engineering where they designed satellites and rockets and stuff, and I thought that was really cool.
Did you have a hard time contemplating which school to choose?
Yeah, I did. I got an offer from Penn to go in the class of 2020, I guess the class of 2030. So it would have been, I would have had to take a gap year. And I was considering that because I really wanted to go to Penn, but I don't know, I thought Brown was better.
What do you like most about playing your sport?
I love the morning practices, like waking up at like 4:30 and then going and rowing out on the water at like 5 in the morning when the water's flat and the sun's rising. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's gotta be like super mm-hmm. tiring.
Yeah.
Do you have any goals you would like to accomplish before playing for this new team?
Yeah. This summer I want to row at the World Championships. So last year I tried out for the national team and I barely missed it. And so this year, hopefully, I'll be fast enough. So yeah, we'll see.
How do your teammates help you be the best athlete you can be?
I have a friend who's a junior who he's faster than me and he pushes me every day to be faster. And also, like, every time that I'm like in the hard part of a workout, I just think about my friends and I do it for them.
What type of team dynamic do you strive for?
I feel like a really wholesome team. Something that you know, where everyone pushes each other to be better instead of bringing each other down. Because I think that, like, that is what makes the sport enjoyable for everyone. And that's really important.
Have you ever really had an impactful coach? If so, like, what made them so special?
So our previous head coach, Coach Donnie Jensen, he was really nice, but at the same time, he pushed me every time, like, on the rowing machine to be faster and to be better. And he made me compete with the seniors and stuff when I was a sophomore. And so I think it just brought a whole new level of competition to the sport that I'd never, like, witnessed before. And, yeah, I think it made me a lot better.
What are your main goals in your sports career?
Professional rowing isn't really a thing. You know, theoretically, there would be the Olympics, but you'd have to be, you know, an incredible athlete to go to that. So I think that, I guess, winning a national championship in college or at least being on the podium would be really incredible. And then racing world championships would also be really cool.
What motivated you to pursue this sports career, and how old were you? Were you previously interested?
I guess when I joined the sport in seventh grade, I was doing it for fun, and I didn't really have any long-term goals. And I think when I hit freshman year and I realized I was kind of fast, I started to, like, to think about college. But I didn't even think about racing at Worlds until probably last year when I started, like, really committing for that.
What challenges have you faced while playing your sport, like an injury or a slump? Like,
going into my freshman year, I went to the gym a lot, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I kind of hurt my back, and the sport of rowing involves a lot of your lower back, and so I was never really injured, but it was always like hurting, and then that was really unfortunate, because a lot of my friends were like I guess kind of couldn't, like, compete anymore because of their back pain. But then I started sleeping on the floor and I fixed it. So I thought it was kind of funny.
How do you recover from a setback or a poor performance?
I don't know. I've had a couple of poor performances on, like, test pieces and races and stuff. But I feel like if you go into it with like, an open mind, you can, I don't know, you can bounce back pretty easily.
How do you maintain your fitness level during the off-season?
Rowing doesn't have off-season. So I row fall, winter, spring, and summer. I take probably, like 2 to 3 weeks off an entire year. I've just been in shape and constantly rowing since seventh grade, so almost 5 years.
Do you have any advice for other athletes looking to commit to colleges?
Yeah, I think you should reach out. Like for me, I just started emailing coaches of schools I wanted to go to, and then, you know, like, I emailed at the beginning of my junior year, and I kept talking for about a year, and then at races I would see them and stuff. I don't know. Also, keep up your academics, because the only reason I was able to go to an Ivy League school was because my academics were super strong. So maintain those.
All right, good for you. Thank you.
Thank you, yes.
This is College Bound with Ryan Messinger.
And Aaron Brock.
And that's our episode for today.